Podtacular, episode 152 for the week of March 11th, 2008.
Feel the grunting power, demon!
This is a special edition of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, where we interview Josh from Astro Gaming about the new MLG Pro headset. The next edition of Podtacular will be Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, and that'll be coming soon. Let's check it out. Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
I am Dialpec.
Welcome back to the show, man. I understand you have all a guest right, with you today.
Yes. We
Dial, don't be rude.
Today we have a special guest host with us, and his name is Josh Stormy from Astro Gaming. So, what's up, Josh?
Hey, how you doing? Stormy's my, just what my friends call me. Josh Litenders is my last name.
Yeah, I was going to attempt that, but...
Yeah, I know. Big long French name. Sorry.
Why don't you tell us what your real birth name almost was?
We're going to leave that. I hope you didn't record that.
We're going to leave
the listeners wondering on that one. Mm-hmm. But, I'm a producer for Astro Gaming, and that's a kind of a nebulous title, but it's a small company, so we wear a lot of hats. And I don't know if you guys want to just jump right in. You want to start talking
Absolutely.
About kind of what we're doing?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
So what projects are you guys currently doing?
Well, Astro is a spin-off of Astro Studios, and Astro Studios designed quite a few products that you might be familiar with. First of all, Astro is responsible for the industrial design of the Xbox 360, all of the Alienware computers to date, and tons of other consumer products, you know, down to watches and, you know, controllers and all kinds of things that you have in your house, you know, for HP and Nike and Procter & Gamble. So Astro Gaming kind of started kind of when we started getting involved with the console, the 360 console. And, you know, all the designers and I had some ideas for products that really weren't on the market yet. So that's kind of how we got our start. So that's kind of just a little background. We've been working with the MLG quite a bit in these last 2 years in our startup phase, and just learned a ton about competitive gaming. So that's kind of why I'm here with you guys, is because you guys are pretty focused on the competitive Halo tournament circuit. And we're pretty close to that.
Yeah, and since you mentioned about that, the whole MLG and how you guys have been involved with them, why don't you tell us about, you know, tell us a little bit about the whole relation of Astro and the MLG. How did everything started? Did you guys just decide to invest on MLG or?
Well, it started a couple of years ago. We had an idea for a product, you know, something that would give tournament players like real time voice control, voice communication with their team. You know, I used to write for Penny Arcade, and, you know, kind of like from the very beginning of Halo tournaments that when I went and watched these guys, it's kind of just like a lineup of TVs and really, you know, blaring sound and everybody's yelling at each other. And, you know, it seemed really odd to me. And my girlfriend would play Halo with that Major Nelson headset. You know, that thing that had like voice comm on both sides, and it was like a closed headset, and she would just crank up the sound. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, my girlfriend's got to have something that, you know, we got to give her the PC gamer solution where, you know, voice comm and game sound come in the same headset. So that was kind of the original idea. And in 2006, we spent about $100,000 on a really pimped out prototype. And we attended some of the early MLG events then and got to know some of the guys from Straight Ripping. And we asked them if they kind of wanted to be part of a prototype run. And, you know, we just kind of rolled up on MLG with this prototype, and they were super, super cool. They allowed us, you know, to link into their system, and this basically just plugs into, you know, at that point the prototype plugged into the TVs and just gave, you know, took game sound, but allowed the players to talk to each other without latency and really, really nice. Clear sound.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
So that kind of was where it started, and they gave us a lot of feedback. And Straight is an amazing team. You know, in 2006, I think they ended up in third place. So these are top notch players. Yeah, Straight Ripping.
Yeah.
And
not tripping. That's
don't trip.
But
T Squared, Fonzie Fallacy, and Captain Anarchy were the four guys back then. So they've been kind of, we've followed that crew around ever since then, basically.
Right.
And so that's kind of where we got our start. And the MLG graciously gave us a lot of slack and allowed us to use equipment that, you know, the other teams didn't necessarily have access to. So, you know, it got down to the point where when we were also outfitting carbon, you know, it became an issue because, you know, carbon is, you know, arguably number one, number two, and they were pretty successful with the equipment. So the MLG decided to limit the use of outside equipment until it was available for everybody. And now it is. And next year, the A40 audio system will be the official headset of the MLG Pro Circuit. So
pretty awesome. Stoked
about that. I'm pleased to announce that we're going to have kind of like one half of the audio system available for players at all of the MLG gaming stations. What we're doing is creating the Astro Pro Rack, and that is it's fully populated with the A40 mixer. They're already all connected. They have optical cable feeds. They've got power from the Xbox 360s, and they're already interconnected. So they just drop into this rack, and it will be already there waiting for players when they come to the MLG live events. All they'll have to do is plug in their A40 headset, and they'll be instantly connected to the game and surround sound and with their team in real-time LAN voice chat without latency. Very, very high quality. So the mixers are all already going to be there, are already going to be connected. We're getting some help from Dolby. We're getting some help from the MLG. We've spent some money creating these racks. And so it's really easy for the player just to connect. So we're pretty excited about that. And that'll be debuting next month in April at the first event in the Meadowlands.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm not sure if it's the exact one you're talking about, but when we visit the Astro website, we can see a little rack with like four or five little
mixers on it. Yeah, and that's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
And the MLG has worked with us, and we've kind of gone back and forth with prototypes. Like we had, I don't know if it's on, maybe it's on our MySpace page, a really old prototype is kind of where we started, and that's kind of this big aluminum standalone block, and that's what we lugged around for Straight and Carbon for a couple of years. But the racks are designed to kind of dovetail in with the production product. It's the, you know, the little mix amp that you can take home with you. You can now take them to tournaments and you just plug them into that Pro Rack, and
so
it'll be all populated with that. And the one that's on the website is pretty close. We actually don't have any pictures of the new one because it's so new. We just saw pictures of it today from Taiwan, where it was being prototyped, and they're getting shipped to New York, where the MLG stages stuff in a couple weeks. So it'll be kind of
awesome.
Getting them all together. Yeah, last minute. It's kind of our mantra.
A few weeks ago, I was reading the letter, you know, that Fonzie wrote as far as like retiring from pro gaming and everything. And I read there that he, you know, closely mentioned you and
Jordan. Yeah.
Jordan. Yeah.
I just read that today. I'm super bummed.
Yeah.
You know, Fonzie and Allie are just like, they're just the coolest couple that you'll meet if you go to MLG, and I miss them so much.
Yeah.
But Fonzie's local, so he's just like down in San Jose. So he's just kind of been there for us he's kind of like a one man focus group. You know,
he's a
consummate professional and just amazing to watch, and really is all
What I was gonna ask is, like, you know, you can tell, you know, the close relation you guys had, you know, just by the way he talked about you guys there. And I guess this is where I ask, how how in depth, like, did you guys get working with them? Like, did you get inputs on how the system should be, if they liked it, you know, what it was doing, or did they have any inputs, you know, as far as how the system performs today?
Oh, totally. You know, these guys aren't shy. You know, professionals are, you know, kind of want it the way they want it, and they pretty much constant feedback. And the difference is that we're a company that, you know, we listen. You know, I'm a huge gamer, you know, from way back, and, you know, I create products for people, my peers. I mean, I love these guys. I love gamers. Like, you guys are my folks. So, you know, that's really, you know, what I get up and do every day. That's the reason I get to work. And, that's all really you need to do is listen to people, listen to your customer, and try to do what they, you know, tell you to do. And that's at the end of the day, you know, you try to do what they want within, you know, reasonable cost, but, you know, we are trying to raise the bar quite a bit in terms of, you know, quality for the price. And, you know, I think we've succeeded in a lot of ways. So, you know, it's not the last product that we'll have, but, that's kind of, they were not shy about giving feedback, and the product is definitely shaped by the pros. And that's for certain.
That's awesome. I'm saying, like, I guess that's a good selling point too, because when you got, you know, that type of feedback and input, you know, into your product, I guess that's a huge plus right there and then, right?
Totally. And it's not really something we talk about, but, you know, I think that, I mean, if you've been at MLG for the last 2 years, you'd have seen us there. You know, mm-hmm. Astro's kind of just been there. And frankly, I just, you know, I've been to, you know, just about every event, you know, around the country. And I haven't seen too many other companies do that. So I think we're onto something. We're onto something different, kind of forging a new path. You know, and I think we can be successful just by listening to people and creating the products that they ask for. So, you know, and on the site, you know, if you have an idea for this awesome product, you know, we're going to listen to you. So
nice.
You know, send it in.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the headset itself? I mean, like what workarounds features, stuff like that?
It's basically, you know, it started out being designed just to combine voice and game sound. You know, a lot of other headsets on the market do that. We also claim to have, you know, high-end amplification, which it does. And we have a Dolby surround sound chip inside the mix amp. So it'll actually take any headset and give you surround sound. And it's Dolby Digital. You can use coaxial or Toslink audio or even analog. And it'll give you a Dolby surround sound with any game.
So it's like 2.1 surround then, or is that what it's called?
It's a 5.1 surround. So Dolby has this awesome technology that tricks your brain into thinking that you have five speakers in your room. And there's a lot of other kind of knockoff technology out there, but Dolby has it down. Like, Dolby is the best. I mean, that's why we wanted them. They're the most expensive, you know, system out there, but it's clearly head and shoulders above everything else. So, and it does that with two speakers, a Dolby headphone, and Dolby Digital is the decoding kind of circuitry in there. So it basically, the game talks to the box and says, all right, here's five channels of sound. And that's what the Dolby Digital chip does. The chip also has Dolby headphone encoding in it. So it'll say, okay, headphone speakers, you two guys, we're going to, you know, send in some, you know, tricky stuff down the pipe, and it'll trick your brain into thinking that you have five speakers. So that's kind of what those two processes do.
That's awesome.
And the benefit of having only two speakers is that you can have a much larger speaker. Other competitive products split out the speakers into very, very small drivers. And what that does is tends to not create audio waves, but actually just vibrations. In terms, if you want to create a deep bass noise, our system actually creates an audio wave, so you actually hear the noise instead of feeling it, which is, you know, a little vibrator if it's, you know, below 100 hertz or so. I think it sounds better if you can hear it. That's my personal opinion. So there's different ways you can do it, though. So, you know, some ways are better than others. But, you know, our headset is pretty much, for all intents and purposes, the headset system, the speakers itself, pretty much operate like a normal headphone, set of headphones. And they have a a port for the microphone on either side so you can switch them. So that's kind of something new we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And they also have what we call speaker tags on the outside of them. So in getting away from the audio performance of the headset itself, it's kind of a little added kind of a fun feature where, you know, we are going to start selling. I actually saw some today that were awesome. These little, they're decorations almost, but they're also, they serve a purpose in that they block out outside noise. They come with a foam ring and you can put them on the outside of your speaker can and they help to block out extraneous noise. Because when you're at a tournament, you definitely want to be able to concentrate on the game sound and what your team says, not what the crowd's saying, not what the other team's saying, just what's going on in front of you. So that's a total benefit. But we also made it so that, you know, we can print different things on them. We have a MLG edition. We're going to have an edition of speaker tag, a special edition for the people who go to the tournament. For each city, you'll have a different speaker tag that you can get. So, and I just saw them today, and they're going to be cool. That's going to be one of the most fun things that we'll have this year, I think.
That's awesome. And we posted back, and I'm, you know, and just by what Fumo asked, you probably answered a lot of it, but we posted a while back. I posted a little topic on our forums regarding, you know, the Astro. You know, equipment and headsets and everything. And when I put the price tag, a lot of people was kind of discouraged by, you know, oh, I'm not paying, you know, $250, $240 on it. And, you know, it's not worth it when I can get this for $99 or I can get that for $100. And what are some of the major selling points or some of the things that you guys look at it when it comes down to competing with, I'm not going to say, you know, the same headphones, but I'm saying similar products on the market they're targeting for the same people pretty much you guys are too.
Well, that's okay. I mean, we are expensive. Like that is, you know, we are pro equipment. You know, we're going to be a different make quality, a different audio quality that is, you know, a lot of times a casual player it's not going to be worth it for them. And we understand that, you know, that's not, you know, we're going to go after a very, very thin slice of the market. And, you know, that's why we're working with the top teams, you know, that's why we're working with the MLG. That's why, you know, our product has, you know, a quality of material that's just, a couple of grades above the competition. Mm-hmm. It has a quality of sound that's, you know, beyond what a lot of other, you know, $99 headsets are going to be capable of.
Right.
You know, our $200 product or $250 for the combo is, you know, we're making a statement in the marketplace, but we're also doing it with our product itself, and not just the price, not just price point. You know, we just have, it's just a bit different of a play. You know, we're going to sell it with the case. We've got, you know, extremely high quality materials in the headset and the mix amp itself. It's got a lot of little features that you just won't find in a normal headset. You know, swappable mic, the quality of the microphone itself, you know, quick disconnect and the four pole connector. I mean, these are features. I'm not going to go into everything. Like, I'm not going to beat your head with features, but you can go on the website and you can check it out. I mean, it's a bullet list of, you know, ton of stuff that gamers really want. Like, and I ask you, you know, what makes a lot of headsets, like we're all talking on Skype right now, but, mm-hmm. and we're all probably talking on what I would say is a quote unquote gaming headset. Now, what makes your headset a gaming headset? Is it the writing on the box, or is it, you know, some kind of feature that made it, you know, that company, what did that company do to make it a gaming headset? Like, what kind of features does it have? You know, I think that, you know, as, you know, I was a former journalist. I wrote for PC Gamer. I wrote for Games Radar and Penny Arcade. And it's just like, you know, it's kind of embarrassing to, you know, see some of this stuff that comes out. And, you know, what is it that makes your product a gaming-related product? You know, what feature specifically? Is it, you know, is it just because you wrote that on the box, or is it because the engineers created it around, you know, gaming? You know, and I see a lot of pro gaming too. That's what kills me. You know, what makes your product a pro gaming, you know, product? And it's like that you know, that gets my goat sometimes. But I think that as gamers, we're very accustomed to not having good quality products, you know, and for people to kind of be taken aback at a $250 headset is kind of sad, really, because there's so many genres, so many hobbies that people devote so much money and time to that have just a wealth of consumer products out there. Think about, I don't know, NASCAR or cigar smoking or DJing, you know, it's just like home theater aficionados. Like these hobbies have really high-end dedicated consumer product lines that you can go out and get. Mm-hmm. But gaming, we kind of, like, our nice stuff is the console itself, and that's kind of where it ends. You know, we don't have, there's no gaming furniture. There's there's no, like, Google for gaming desk, you know. You'll just get, you know, stuff that's made for office productivity, you know. Like, it's just, there's just, the products just don't exist.
Right.
And people are surprised, and I'm not shocked that they are surprised, because those products just haven't made their way into the gaming marketplace. But, you know, I'm an older guy. Like, I'm in my mid-30s now, but I've been gaming all my life. But when I go to Target and when I go to Best Buy, you know, I just don't see the level of quality that I would expect to be buying at my age and with my income. You know, gamers are generally, you know, we're kind of, it's a moving target, but it's an aging group, you know, and some of us, you know, we've got jobs and we've got careers and education and disposable income. And, you know, it's just kind of hasn't caught up the way I hoped it had. Hope it would have had in my lifetime. So I'm not, and that's what I do. That's what I'm out to change.
Nice, cool. Nice.
You're making the Cuban cigars of gaming equipment.
That's Astro's next project right there. He's just hitting on us.
Gaming cigars.
Castro.
This isn't just gaming. Any gaming cigar, though. This is designed for gamers.
Yes. It'll improve your
MLG gaming.
Something like that. But you know what I mean. I mean, seriously, Google gaming chair, Google gaming desk, Google, you know, gaming anything, and you'll just come up with just a bunch of crap. You know, it's just like, it's stuff for kids. You know, and that's kind of like reflected in the media too. Like, think about like how mad we are when mainstream media reports on gaming and they're like, how could you have murder in a game? You know, like we're talking about Manhunt or whatever. You know, it's like, I thought gaming was, you know, how could you be selling this to little kids? Well, I'm older. I graduated college. Like I've got choice in the media that I would want to buy. It's not necessarily for kids, you know?
Right.
It's like, sorry that you're, you know, 60 and stuff, but it's a little different than maybe we're, you know.
No, it's true.
What you expected.
That's awesome. I guess we'll try to wrap it up, but because I know you got to go, Josh. But just one last question. So, where some of the things you guys are probably seeing for like a near future as far as like MLG? I know you guys are going to be doing a lot of that stuff next year. Like you said, putting up the racks with the headsets and everything. But is there any other major plans or anything that you could possibly, you know, tell us about?
I can't tell you everything, but yeah, we've got the mixer and the headset kind of relaunching in April. We just improved our product a ton over the last couple of months. We've gone to some new designs, some new materials, and so that's coming out. We've got a backlog of orders that we're going to be filling. And if you're one of our customers, thank you for your patience. But you know, you'll see a much improved product in the next 30 to 60 days.
Right.
As for the future, you know, the rack is there. The MLG support is going to have to happen. And we've got we're working on another headset. We're working on maybe some PC specific stuff. That we're gonna fill in. Like, Astro isn't necessarily a console company. You know, we're fans of gaming, so it really means everything. We've got some really, really sweet bags coming out. We've got some soft goods. We got a backpack coming out. We've got a pro kind of an equipment bag that's designed to carry, even check in a gaming system and your stuff for when you're traveling, or you're going to LANs, when you're going to tournaments. And we've got a couple other things, and that's kind of like going to be summer, fall, and we've got some definitely some really cool stuff coming out this next holiday. But for right now, I can't tell you everything. And of course, we're going to have lots of speaker tags, lots of we got the special edition MLG stuff coming out for the MLG Pro Circuit. And yeah, like I said, I just saw this today, and they're sweet. They're going to be fun to collect those.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to see those. Well, all right, then I guess that wraps up for us. And like I said, I know you got to go. But thank you, Josh, for being with us and sharing some of that stuff with us today. So.
Right on, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jonas.
You're welcome to come back and tell us more about some upcoming stuff or share with us some of the experience you guys have been having with the MLG circuit and everything.
Yeah, cool, guys. Well, and
quick question, Josh. Where can they find more info about this headset and other stuff you guys are offering?
It's all at astrogaming.com, www.astrogaming.com. And by the way, we just sell direct, so you know we definitely pass... We're not passing our product development costs onto like a retailer, and going direct with our products, you know, gives them to you, the customer, as cheaply as humanly possible. I know you have to wait a couple of more days, but it's generally a lot cheaper to do it that way than to, you know, go into Best Buy and, you know, pay for all the lights and the electricity that Best Buy racks up. So.
Right.
That's how we're doing business right now, and that's not to say that we won't be at retail in the future. But you know, honestly, you know, it's gaming products are going to have to change a lot before I think retailers are going to be friendly to a high-end gaming accessory, you know, product like ours, like GameStop and you know some of those other stores are, you know, they're just pretty much software and kind of lower price stuff. So, like I think that we'll have to. Prove demand, you know, or, you know, sure. Survive on internet. So, but I mean, it's been great. You know, we enjoy talking to our customers and we get a lot of instant feedback. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. But yeah, thanks for being with us. And we hope to see you back in the near future, hopefully, to tell us some more about what's going on with Astro.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. I mean, Josh.
You can call me Mr. Rodriguez.
Take care.
All right, Josh.
Peace out.
Take it easy.
Take care. Thanks.
There's only one thing left to say. Gamer Cast.